to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Rad Radio!
The phenomena you're about to witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rad Radio. JSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. That was the one, the only Interrupters out of Los Angeles, California with their song, This Is The New Sound. Why am I playing the Interrupters? Why am I playing that song specifically? Because this month, yes, in our fair fine scene is the one, the only Vancouver Ska Month we are celebrating. Woo! We are joined here by two of the premier ska bands of Vancouver City, the Wavebirds, and Brethren. Both of them have brand new music for you to put into your ear holes and hold in your hearts to skank around to in your living rooms. Starting first, I am joined with the members of the Wavebirds. Wavebirds, since you are new to the radio listening public, possibly, can you guys go around, tell me who you are, what you do, and tell me a little bit about the Wavebirds?
I'm Mike. I play trombone.
Oh, hi, Mike.
I'm Callan. I do vocals.
Hi, Callan.
Hi.
I'm John, and I play the bass guitar.
Hey, wait, I'm John.
Uh-oh.
Oh, does that mean we have to fight?
No. Oh, I like bassists. I play guitar. Maybe we'll start our own band.
Oh, there you go.
So, for the people out there who may not have heard of the Wavebirds before, could you tell me what it is about your band? Like, who are you guys, what do you do, and what does the name Wavebird mean?
So, Wavebirds is a controller, a game controller for the Nintendo GameCube. And we do a lot of songs about video games. So we play with other video game bands, we play with other ska bands, and we just kind of love bringing like video game narratives and sort of geeky narratives to our music.
Very cool. I like it. I like it. What did you guys fall in love with first? Was it video games or was it ska music?
Oh, that's a good
definitely
question.
Video games for me.
Yeah, it was video games for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Grew up with the NES, Super Mario.
So how did you guys decide that you got into ska and wanted to be in a ska band? Was it Love with me? Was it Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
It was actually, for me, it was the Digimon movie.
Yep. No doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
Never seen it, didn't know it had ska.
Yeah, no, it
came from the late 90s, so of course it had ska.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it has a couple ska songs on it, actually. It has Impression That I Get by my Boston's and All My Best Friends Are Metalheads by Les and Jake, like two amazing
songs.
And then my first CD I bought, and I just listened over and over again, and I got really into like the bands and stuff like that. So
interesting.
Yeah. So there's always been like a bit of an intersection of geekiness and ska, I think.
No. Not in third wave, never. Very cool.
Yeah.
What about you guys? I know Mike's origin story. So it's Digimon for Mike.
Oh, yeah. For me, it was like, you know, way back in the day of like LimeWire, and I was trying to find a song, but I ended up getting the ska cover of a song.
Even better.
And that was my first introduction.
What was the song?
It was like, I think it was 99 Red Balloons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Less than
Shea Ferris. I was like, what is this? Yeah. I'm like, I need more of
it. It's great. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. What about you, John?
I actually remember being in a bass lesson, and my instructor tells me to just start throwing down a walking line, and then he puts in the offbeat upstrokes.
Yeah.
And so,
and you're like, what's this?
It's like, how did you do that?
He's like, let me introduce you to reggae and two-tones. I feel so much to teach you. That's awesome. Excellent. Well, very cool. You guys have a brand new single. It's your first song, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. Because you guys have been kicking around for a little. When did you guys form?
2019.
And then I'm assuming you took a brief hiatus. Who knows why?
Capped us a little bit. Yeah.
A thing happened. Yeah.
Very cool. So you guys have a brand new single. It's called High Score PLI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to figure out what the acronym stands for. Can you tell me, or is it a secret?
It's actually, it's an arcade initials.
Okay.
So it's about trying to beat.
Well. Who's PLI?
That's the mystery, isn't it?
Okay, well, at least I got one crack in the puzzle. That's fine. I can take that. That works for me. So you guys, a weird relation that we have is you guys actually play with my drummer that I've played with for fucking like 20 years, my drummer Will, whose birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday, Will. Love you, you're a sweet little boy. He was telling me that for the single, you guys actually recorded it at a video game studio?
Yeah, so we got to record our single with Danny Baranowski, who is actually, I've always been a big fan of him. He did the music for an indie game a long time ago called Super Meat Boy.
Oh, yeah, you know, Super Meat Boy is great.
Yeah, yeah, and he more recently did Crypt of the Necrodancer and a few other games.
Wait, is that one out? I've heard of the Necrodancer.
Yes, yeah, so there's two. There's one that's not, the one that is out, one that's coming out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's not only did he get to, you know, record us and mix us, and do we get to work with him? But he's also going to be playing with our show on Saturday.
Excellent.
So yeah, no, it's kind of a bit surreal to be working with someone that I used to like listen to all the time, and then like meet, and then suddenly he wants to work with us. But it's been really, really cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of backing track, so let's dig into the brand new single, High Score PLI. Anything else that you guys should know, or should we just dig into it?
Yeah, let's just dig into
it.
All right, let's go. All right. This is the Wavebirds, brand new for you. You listen to Rad Radio CGSF 90.1.
I love the arcade, it's super cool. I head there every day after school. I'm the best damn player this town's ever seen. You can see my high score at the top of the screen. Anyone will tell you.
there you have it, Creeps and Kitties. Brand new music, fresh off the video game floor, the arcade floor, if you will. High Score PLI, that was the Wavewords with their brand new single. I'm assuming it's available everywhere soon?
Tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, in 3-4 hours.
No shit. There you go. And up on all the streamers, the downloaders, the LimeWires. Is it on? It's on LimeWire, right?
Yeah.
Imagine.
I would hope that with like a Trojan horse virus. Just yeah. It sounds like $1 million, guys. Like that's really great. I had the pleasure of seeing you guys at Redgate the other day, and there was a couple songs. There was that one. There was one other one. Was that the one I was telling you? Like that one's a fucking banger.
Yeah, that's we're gonna do that one next week.
Yeah. Okay. What's the name of that one?
That one's Ray Boss Killed All My Friends.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. No. Fucking sounds great. I love it. Love it. Very good. Okay. So the mystery of PLI is still ongoing, but at least I understand now. It makes sense. I should have picked it up when I saw the single and show announcement artwork of the arcade cabinet. I don't know why I didn't put together. Of course, it's fucking like High Score initials. It's literally spelled out for me. So I have a follow up question now that I understand the context and I'm operating on your guys' level. What's the game you're trying to beat him at?
Donkey Kong.
Specifically?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow up question. Is this a real story?
It is not a real story, but comes from a real place. Like the whole concept of trying to beat a high score, I feel like we've been there. I don't know if you've been there.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, like
you end up feeling sort of a kinship rivalry with whoever's initials are.
Yeah, and sometimes you might not ever meet that person.
Yeah.
But you still have that moment.
For me, locally, it's always trying to overtake Billy Hopeless's high scores on the pinball machines. At least that's what it was down at 340, but they don't have those anymore. So.
Oh, rip.
He's really good.
Bastard. What was your favorite pinball machine?
Oh, probably Adam's Family.
Nice.
I'm very good at it. Or Creature from the Black Lagoon 3D. I'm also very good at that one.
I love that table.
It's so really cool. Good. Whenever I find one that actually has like the working hologram in it, I get very excited. Fun fact, if you guys didn't know, if you go down to Slice of Life in Vancouver, it's like a art studio kind of shared space.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of pinball machines in the warehouse in the back, and you can just go in there anytime you want, and they'll just like let you play. You have to pay for quarters, but like you can just go in there and basically unobstructed just play pinball.
That's awesome.
Anytime. They're great. It's good times. Very cool. So tell me a bit about the release show. It's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Bully Studio in New Westminster.
Yep.
What else do people need to know?
Danny Baranowski, he's got a 3-piece band that he set up to play his music, and they do a fantastic, work. He plays digital drums, and they have like a cool like light show thing happening.
Okay.
And then Freaky DNA is a chiptune artist, so he works with like actual hardware to make like sort of
really like so like legit chiptunes.
Yeah,
not,
exactly.
Not just people just putting in like little emulator things on their like Korg keyboard.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, man. Cool.
Interesting. Sorry, the other guy, the name escapes me already.
Danny Baranowski.
Danny. Yeah. Is this music that Danny's playing, is it music from the games that he's written, or is it original compositions? So he is playing game music.
But he's playing original game music, like music that
he composed it before the game. But like sometimes if it's in a game, like you can't play it because it's like not technically his anymore. It belongs to the studio, or there could be weird legal things to it when you're creating things for, you know, a corporate entity, let's say.
Yeah, I think because they're all indie games, I believe he owns his music.
Very cool.
So,
interesting.
Yeah.
That's...
But, like, I believe his band is run by his studio and sort of, like, they have a relationship.
It's a very symbiotic... I understand. It's all making sense now. Very cool. I like it. Well, I kind of want to listen to the song again, but we can't do that.
And I will say one more thing about it.
Oh, please.
Hatsune Miku. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Can you describe what Hatsune Miku is?
Is
she on the bill as well?
Well,
sort of.
Okay. I will shut up and let you guys explain to me.
She's like, so it's like a like an anime hologram girl.
Okay.
She'll do like concerts, but like as a hologram.
Yes. Okay. I believe I'm. This is like.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm vaguely familiar with this because of the internet.
Yes. It is a bit of a phenomenon. So we might see. She might make an appearance at her.
Okay.
We might see. Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll see.
All right. So you guys are telling me you have hologram technology.
Maybe, or at least the vocals of the hologram technology.
Yeah. Promoting in. from Japan.
Love it. Love it. What else do I want to say? I always thought that the WaveBird controller was the N64 controller, but you told me that it is for the GameCube, and now I feel lost and confused. Could you help this feeling of abandonment by telling me if the N64 controller had a special name that I didn't know?
So the WaveBird controller is kind of notable because, like, the GameCube just had controllers and the N64 had controllers, so the WaveBird was the first good wireless controller. Yeah. Like, it was the first wireless controller to not use IR receivers and to actually use, like, remote frequencies, and it had near...
Wait, hold on. What GameCube controller wasn't plugged in, man?
Those are the WaveBirds. So it came like maybe like midway through the GameCube life cycle. So yeah.
Oh,
maybe,
what
like...
the shit? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
And it
I'm like, cause my ex girlfriend had GameCube. She got it specifically so I could play Resident Evil 4.
Nice.
Still the best decision ever.
It's a great game.
Yeah, yeah. Really is. Yeah. They really haven't gotten better. Yeah. Interesting. I had no clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every wireless controller since then has sort of iterated on that approach, and they don't really use like RF technology anymore. But there was a period of time where wireless controllers used IR frequencies, and it just didn't work, and people just didn't think wireless controllers would ever work. And then the GameCube controller came out with near, like, no, like, perfect late or no
zero latency.
Yeah, zero latency, and just like perfect everything. And then suddenly it was.
Huh.
Yeah, it was just there's no looking back after that point.
The more you know with the WaveBirds.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have to swap over to our other guests, the brethren. Is there anything else that people should know about the WaveBirds? Where can people find you? What's the best way for them to get your music and your merch and all things WaveBirds?
So definitely check out VancouverScottMonth.com. So we got our links to our stuff on there. We got links to Brethren stuff on there and Brasser.
Yes.
And yeah, also we're the WaveBirds on at Instagram, Facebook, and Threads. So yeah, that's the best place to find us. But
very cool. Are you guys using Threads?
A little bit,
sort of.
Is anyone on there?
I don't know.
I think they're like trying to bait me with posts because I'll see like a little caption and a picture that looks kind of interesting. And I'm like, I'll just click on that and expand. And then it's like, do you want to download Threads? I'm like, not really, man. Like,
yeah. I'm good.
If I could just have less social media in my life, that'd be the best.
Yeah.
I refuse. You guys aren't on TikTok, are you?
Not yet, but we're a war.
Oh, God. We're not paid enough to be fucking video editors, man. Okay, cool. Well, awesome, guys. Thank you so much. The single sounds awesome. It's definitely going to get some more play here. And hopefully I will see you on Saturday.
Thanks,
it sounds fun.
Yeah.
Bullies? Awesome.
Yeah.
Anytime you guys have more things, please come in. We're going to cut to something else while we swap over, and we will be joined by Brethren. In the meantime, here, listen to whatever I queued up on the turntable. What do you guys think? Turntable one or turntable two?
Two.
All right. Two it is. I don't know what to put on there. I don't know. We'll find out. You listen to Rad Radio, CGSF.
I've been meaning to call you and tell you something. It's just tragic.
My life was so full, now it seems
Yes, you're tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We were just hanging out with the Wavebirds with their debuting their brand new single, their first single ever, called High Score PLI. It's going to be available in like 3-ish hours or so on all the streaming platforms. You can put it in your ears, you can download it, you can save it, you can give it to your mom for her birthday. Or your video game rivals. It's pretty good. Check it out. Go check them out. You can see them this Saturday at Bully's in New Westminster with a whole bunch of weird, nerdy video game people. It's going to be a fun time. If you like ska, if you like nerd shit, if you like video games, if you just like music and good times, go to New Westminster. Go support Bully's. They're good people. And the Wavebirds are going to be there, and it's pretty fun. Now, enough about those nerds. I've got different nerds here with me. My good and old friends in Brethren. You guys have some brand new music out as well. You've been busy at work. So let's work back here. First, can you guys introduce yourselves? Let people know who's here in the studio with me.
Well, I'm Scott Hastings. I'm the frontman singer.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hi. And I'm Ian Malinsky, and I do the vocals and the guitars.
Oh, ooh. Oh. Very good.
And we couldn't bring the other eight members because they wouldn't fit.
I mean, we could try to squeeze them in here. Maybe. It's possible. Very cool. So you guys have been kicking around for a minute. When did Brethren first form?
2010. So we've been going for 15 years now.
Jesus Christ.
Just getting started, we like to say.
Yeah, as it goes, you know.
Well, it's interesting. Like, I mean, like, we started the band in 2010, but Scott and Daryl and
a lot of iterations along the way. Yeah.
It takes a minute to find a core, you know?
They're my favorite people to be with, really, the band. So, like...
Forget the family, the kids, right? Yeah.
But, I mean, like, if I was going to get outside of my house, I don't want to be with anybody else except those guys, right? So so that's why I say, like, just starting. Like, we have no rush. There's no plans of ever becoming anything beyond just writing fun songs.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I... I have a band, but mainly I have a group of friends, and we play. We have a band, so we have an excuse to get together at least once a week and hang out with your friends, right? Like that's kind of the deal, right? It works out that way. Very cool. So since, I believe, almost the inception of the band, correct me if I'm wrong in my history here, you guys have been building an epic of sorts, your own expanded universe, before Marvel was doing this one of many expanded universes.
Well, there is a new epic that's being built. I mean, it's actually...
Are there parts out already? Is it more King Quincy? Is he having more parties?
Yeah. There's like a whole children's book that's partly written.
I think we're big fans of movies, as I know you are yourself. And so
I've been known to dabble.
Yeah, so Scott and I, I'm a big movie guy. And so I think that we kind of view our songs as like mini movies. Mm. And so we do write kind of songs that connect and stuff like that. So for the Space Case ones that you're referring to now, we started way back in when we first started with, and I think it was my wife who randomly, I was talking about doing some sort of weird space mystery. Mm. And because of this guitar part I wrote, for whatever reason, kind of sounded spacey, like that. Yeah. I don't know why. And then she said the Space Case thing, and then it kind of became this just giant story. And I think that what's really cool about it for us is it's our excuse to not play ska music and that song. So a lot of the Space Case songs are kind of on the edge of ska and more rock. And so I think that, so I think that's why it also keeps going too, because it allows us to kind of keep that rock element.
You just break out of the genre just a little bit.
There's ska elements in all of them, I think, but they lean way more onto the rock side for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So correct me if I'm wrong, but the first Space Case, part one, appeared on the first album, right? Was it part one and two?
Yeah, part one and two is on the first album, Out Goes the Window. And then part three was on the Classifieds. Part four and five were on our last album, King Quincy's Dinner Party. And then we have an EP that'll be coming out in December. And the first single is Space Case 6.
That seems fitting. You've got the new EP. What do people want? They need to know what's going on with Space Case.
What's happening to